Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest is Dave Kelly, Director of the Advanced Media Production here at Long Beach State. Dave, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art. Glad to be here with you.
Nice to see you on this side of the cameras for a change.
Right. This studio is my home, but it's good to be here with you on this side of the camera.
We appreciate using your great studio in taping our Straight Talk shows. It's made a real difference.
You're welcome, Art.
Well, you're here now in the role of a writer and a documentary producer of a marvelous one-hour documentary called Long Days Working Hard, Long Beach During World War II. What inspired you to do this project?
Well, Art, I was watching the PBS series The War, the series produced by the famous PBS producer Ken Burns a couple of years ago. And in that series, he took four cities from around the country in different regions, north, south, east, and west, and took those four cities and used them as examples of how the war affected communities all around the country. And as I was watching that, it struck me almost like a bolt of lightning that somebody needs to do this about the city of Long Beach, because the city of Long Beach in many ways is the ultimate World War II city. And so from that inspiration, I decided to pursue it. I put together a proposal. It was funded by the Long Beach Navy Memorial Heritage Association. And from there, I was able to put the program together.
And that marvelous documentary is now playing on public television and will be playing on KOCE later in this month.
That's correct. It'll be on April 20th at 10 p.m. on KOCE.
A lot of folks don't know of the major role that Long Beach played during World War II. We built ships here. It was the West Coast home port for the Pacific Fleet. And, of course, Douglas Aircraft built the planes that President Eisenhower later said won the war, up over 40,000 employees. Let's take a look at a 30-second promo piece that is running on public television featuring Dave's wonderful documentary.
The world was at war. America needed sea power, petroleum production, aircraft manufacturing, Rosie the Riveter, and shipyards. One city had it all, and that city was Long Beach, California. From Pearl Harbor to Howard Hughes, Long Beach endured long days working hard.
Nice piece, Dave, and we're all going to make a point to try and watch that or set our VCRs or whatever for April 20th at 10 o'clock on KOCE, the Orange County Public Television Station.
Right, exactly.
We were talking before you went on air about how this is an important documentary in another sense. We're going through some pretty rough times now economically, cutbacks here on our campus, and yet this is not the worst we've ever faced. And speak to the lessons learned from your documentary in that period.
Well, Art, I think it is instructive to us today in the hard times that we're going through that these are not the worst of times. The worst of times were earlier, and there are people alive today that experienced those times and survived and got through those periods of difficulty and turmoil and sorrow, and in fact came out of it stronger, and the city of Long Beach and this community came out much stronger as a result of the things that happened during World War II. And I think what it speaks to is the resolve that the American people have. And when our backs are against the wall and we really have to get the job done, we've proven that we can get the job done. In fact, we took the industrial resources and the human resources here in our city, put them together, and we developed a fighting machine that was unrivaled by anyone else in the world.
Beautifully stated and so true. And the character Rosie the Riveter, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of Rosie the Riveters working at the Douglas plant right here building aircraft.
That is correct. And we were fortunate to be able to interview four of these Rosies, which appear in the show, and they're terrific. And they have a perspective on life and work and struggle that is truly impressive. And when you look back on it, you say, wow, they were earning 65 cents an hour in many cases, and happy to do it, and working hard, in some cases raising small children and going to work when their husbands or boyfriends were off in the service fighting in another part of the world. And also, let's not forget, they also had to endure rationing. It wasn't like you came off of work and went to the grocery store and bought whatever you wanted. You had to wait until supplies came in, until your rationing cards were good, and until everything was in place to actually do what needed to be done just to get through the daily activities that we take for granted today. Yeah.
I think the idea of being part of a mission or a project or an enterprise greater than yourself is so important. It gives you a sense of perspective. And we try and emphasize on this show people getting involved in things, giving back to the community. But this was the ultimate collective enterprise, as you so poetically stated earlier in the interview, of the country coming together and really being unstoppable with its industrial might and its determination.
Right, and I think that's really important to remember because in those days, everybody was on board. And they were on board because they realized they had to be on board. There was no choice. This was not an optional war. Losing that war was unthinkable. It just could not happen. And people understood that, and they understood the gravity of what that meant. And they really rolled up their sleeves, just like the posters indicate,
yes,
and got to work.
Dave, congratulations on a magnificent piece of work, and we're so glad to have had you as our guest.
Thank you, Art. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with the next segment of Straight Talk after these messages.